Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I have fun on the court more than I like miss you guys on the weekend. Like I'll go to the gym, hoop tomorrow, a couple functions we're going to go to.
I'm so worried.
You ain't gonna show.
I think I am going. Just I need somebody to give me the address.
It will look bad.
Can you text me the address?
It'll look bad that you missed the domino tournament, but you make it to Ken's. But you'll be fine.
Ken is a colleague. It wasn't your party. Ken is having a barbecue. He invited me to the barbecue. A friend of yours,
Tyshawn, that's one of your hangers-on. Be careful.
He's trying to use you to get a guy like me to come to his party.
Hey, dude, they didn't even care if you're shit.
Please. This guy is such a D.
You'd have been,
hey, Tyshawn, nice try.
You better be careful. Tell us your dad moment real quick.
Dude, I'm going to be honest with you. The story.
I hate that. You got to lose that. Because, Evan, it feels like he's lying the other times.
No, it doesn't. It just means this is what officials call a point of emphasis.
Evan, it's a crutch.
You also admit how honest you are on air a lot.
Mm-hmm. He's talking about you.
That hurt. Yeah, I went to him to back me up, and he shake me.
Sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. Seriously, you never know what you're going to get with Evan.
That bothers me.
You never know if he's going to support you or he's going to stick it to you. Yeah. The story you had about your kid on the bike it was right the exact same thing. Not with me, with my older brother. He was in college.
Oh.
And got into an accident. Called my dad in the middle of the night.
Oh, man.
Car or bike?
Car. In fact, it was one of those MG midgets.
Oh, man.
You can't say that anymore.
Well, it was the name of the car.
Convertible?
Yeah.
Yeah, my boy Byron.
See, my brother got... You know what? My brother got an ROTC scholarship. So my dad said, well, as long as you got a scholarship, I'll get you a car. Then he dropped out of the ROTC, and he couldn't understand why my dad took the car back. I mean, how dumb can you be, Bob? Anyway, before my dad took the car, he got into an accident and called my dad up late at night and said, Dad, I got some bad news. I've just been in an accident. And my dad said, did anything happen to the car? And apparently, it goes down in the Steinmetz family lore of, I wonder why my brother and my dad were estranged for decades at a time. Sad story, but, you know, we all have moments that we'd like to get back.
That's the grand slam of little Daryl on the bike.
I know.
This is an actual accident.
It's stories like this that make me, when you guys bring up the good old days and how things used to be so peachy back in whatever year you're fondly remembering, because those stories also occur.
Thanks for sharing that. Now I almost feel if you're... You know, I was, if you got something going on with your parents, but I know Pops is going, sonny. If your brother told me that story, I might hug. I'm like, damn, is the car okay?
Trust me, my brother needs a hug.
Hey, last thing.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Were you eavesdropping to hear Pop say that?
No, I never. No,
okay.
Right. But they both talk about it to this. Well, not my dad. Yeah. And I don't talk to my brother, so actually I haven't heard it in a while. But before he passed, you know, 5-10 years back, my dad didn't say. I probably should have asked him if he was okay first. Thanks, Dad. Yeah. Let's go to Dale in Walnut Creek. Let's get back to Miles Turner.
Yeah, sport.
He's a jackass. What's
up,
Dale?
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Yeah.
Hey, Dale.
Hey, guys. First, I got to say, I mean, the stories about the dads, I mean, those are great. Goo, you know, it actually touched my heart. This 90-year story brought a little the upturn of the grin, you know, on the side of the mouth. That was funny. But I want to say, Steiny, I only listened for about a half hour. You're on fire today.
Oh.
You're on fire today with the sarcasm and the innuendo. I don't know if other people are picking up on it. Wow. I know you know what you're doing when you're doing it.
Why?
You know, it's like one right after the other. I mean, it's awesome. It's like I didn't have to pay to witness this. I mean, Evan Turner, you know, yeah, we should feel sorry for him. He's had adversity. And what do you mean? He's made $130 million. I mean, that was so good. That was so, so good.
Well, thank you very much.
That's kind of your thing, but you're ripping them off one after another today. People, I know people are getting some of them. People are not getting some of them. You know everyone. It's a pleasure to listen to you today, man.
Thank you, Dale.
Wow, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. No, thank you, Dale.
I'm acting like he gave me that cup. Stani, you got to put that in the art. Wow.
Well,
don't encourage him.
I hated every minute of it, but damn.
Full disclosure. So, you know, I said that about Miles Turner. What kind of adversities he's been through? You know, he made $130 million. He's gone to the playoffs. He's got a great life. Like, you know, did somebody shoot his brother or something?
I didn't like that part, but go ahead.
Well, so then, of course, there's a call about Miles Turner. And during the break, I go in to talk to my man, Zach. And I said, somebody wants to talk about Miles Turner? And he goes, yeah. And I said, please tell me his brother didn't get shot. Well, and he said, no, he wants to talk about his contract.
And he called him, what Turner?
Evan Turner.
Yeah, Evan.
I thought he meant, Evan. Evan Turner or Miles Turner?
I didn't like that call. He gave you some love, Stoddy. You're like Red Fox to him.
Yeah.
No. Carlin.
Where were we?
We were going to get into...
Yeah, I know.
Were you done with the pod stuff?
Goo?
Well, you said, I don't know, you asking me a question or a statement? I didn't like that.
Well, there was something to why it was a topic in the first place, because I think a lot of people, when they read Pod say, my goal is to be a 2028 Olympian, immediate goes to, okay, like, well, come on, like, let's make fun of this guy. Why is he talking about being an Olympian? Why does he want to be great?
No, it's a goal, though, Evan, and then I guess the conversation, if I'm asking you, E., do you think that's on the table for a guy like Pods at this stage of his career? When you look at 28, is that feasible? Or would you, if you were his friend, like, I ain't mad at you, but...
Well, last year I would have said Tyrese Haliburton can't be the best player in a series.
Man.
I would have said Tyrese Haliburton probably shouldn't have been on the Olympic team. I would have said, I don't know if the Thunder can win a championship. I might have said the Warriors were done a year ago.
That's how you really feel.
So a lot could change in 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not apt to believe it's going to happen right now.
Let's be honest. If we were to bet right now, just all-star,
no.
I would bet just all-star. I would feel comfortable saying Pods can still contribute and be good, but he couldn't be an all-star.
Well,
he might be like, Goo, okay, would you watch me?
Well, if he goes to Japan and starts a TikTok, maybe he'll be an all-star.
Now, that is the one thing I'm not on.
Steve Kerr is the head coach.
That's true. He's going to get plenty of playing time.
Yeah.
He's got a...
Do you have a TikTok account?
No.
Well, that's where I do my betting videos when I say Guru's Lock of the Day. But other than that, I'm not on it.
But that's not part of the station. You do that? You do that on your own?
Yeah, it's part of my endorsement with Prize Picks.
Oh, okay.
We're taking a break right now.
Does that mean you're on a dry spell?
Yes. It's the Mojave. Oh,
God. Lauren Thompson, $1.99 Super Chat, trade Kuminga, Moody, and Pods.
For who?
I don't. She didn't say. She didn't say. Anyway. No, I don't. I would bet on neither.
Okay.
At this point. However, I don't find it something to laugh at. I just look at
no,
it.
No. Well, we're giving him.
You put it out there so we'd make fun of him today, and I don't feel like doing that.
And that's what you said it. You know what? Now we could. It can jump off. It can pop off right now. I put that to look at this guy. Just another exhibit of his irrational confidence. That's what that was about. Not laughing. The dude's a starting point guard for the Warriors when people were hating on him. So he's already taking a victory lap. Laps.
All right.
You know what I mean? This dude thinks he belongs. And that's half the battle.
Let's go to Matt in Oakland. Hey, Matt. How are you, man?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Dynamite.
Fantastic. Well, of course you want Pods to think that he's going to be on the Olympic team. I mean, don't you want that? I mean, not what I call it, but I mean,
yeah.
The guy out-rebounds Kuminga, so that's all I got to say about that. Then on to the Pacers. Oh, my God. I mean, I don't bet, but I'm never betting against them again. That is just crazy. But I want to say something about clutch. That is the most meaningless word in all of sports. Human beings do not naturally understand statistics. As a matter of fact, statistics was developed hundreds of years after calculus, or discovered, or whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
People don't get it. In physics, they have something called Phi Sigma, and I won't bore you, but it basically means that your data has to, whatever the change is, or whatever you're trying to prove, has to be within better than 1 in 10,000. To be considered statistically significant. So the data sets you're talking about for a basketball player or any kind of player, I mean, they don't mean anything. There's what, 5, 10, 20, 30, whatever. That number is so small that it doesn't have any statistical meaning whatsoever. So, I mean, you know, good luck to the Pacers. Maybe the Zombie Sonics have got a little bit of curse on them. Who knows? But, wow. That's all I wanted to say. There's no such thing as clutch, but whatever. I don't know what that guy is, but he's something.
Hey, before you go.
Clutch, I don't know if that means anything.
Before you go, I mean, to me, that's the best attribute I would want my athlete to have. So I'm going to a different sport. But when I hear Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Kobe, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, they're clutch.
No, they're good. They're good is what they are. I mean, and some human beings, you know, like maybe people did better in the bubble because there was nobody there. I mean, but these guys are so high end that it's about talent. This like he's better when it really counts or
right.
Ready for the moment. If I hear that again, I'm going to barf. I mean, they're all ready for the moment, or they wouldn't be there. And I'm just saying that statistically, clutch has zero meaning. It doesn't mean anything. I mean, like maybe a batting average over somebody's life, when you've got thousands of pieces of data, that has some meaning. But no, this clutch thing. I mean, how many opportunities are there to have the last shot? It's just silly. Halliburton's good, and the Pacers are good. And I think Steiny, I think you might have said something, or somebody said, the OKC has a lot of really good people, but who's really, you know, who are the high-end shooters? Whose percentage is best? That means something. Yeah. And I think the Pacers have more. I don't know.
Yeah, but maybe Halliburton's shot was clutch.
Thanks, Matt. Yeah. Appreciate the call.
We can't take that from him, Steiny. That's the essence of sports. There's the have-nots, the okay players, the good players, the hustle players. But don't sit here, and I know you're not, trying to Because this could be what's bugging me at two.
No, it's mine.
It's clutch.
No, that's clutch mine. I told you I'm using it.
Larry Bird was his clutch.
He missed some big shots.
Okay, but still, he made more than he missed.
That's the whole Kobe thing. He didn't.
Right.
Just because you can take a shot doesn't mean you're clutch.
Tom Brady lost two Super Bowls, Steiny, so I know more than, you know what I'm saying, to one team.
Yeah, he's a great player.
Joe Montana never lost any, but I'm just telling you, we know what clutch is. Let's not act like that's not a thing. If you went in the lab and drew up an athlete, what mechanism? Yes, your eyes do. Halliburton last night, down one, the clock running out. Well, he gets the ball. Turner gives him the ball, and he makes the bucket.
Yeah,
that's clutch.
I'll talk to you about that shot in a second. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. You know, Goo, on a play like that, where there's no timeout called, and
that was another thing by
and
Carlisle.
Halliburton has the ball. You know, he's got to shoot it. I mean, he just does.
Hello.
Yeah, exactly. And so because there's no timeout there, it's kind of in the flow of the game. Yeah, it's a big shot.
Steiny, on the road.
Game one.
Stop.
It was game one.
Kevin, get your uncle, man.
It's a win or lose.
You troll with the best of
it. It wasn't tied.
This is all I'm saying from the text line. Clutch is not a statistic. It's a psychology, a confidence,
no,
a mindset.
No, it's a trait.
Thank you.
It's a trait.
Great stuff, 415.
I'm a scientist. You're not.
Yeah.
It's a trait.
Spell scientist.
Man. Now that, no, seriously.
If I'm a scientist, you guys aren't.
You owe me something for that.
Seriously. You know what?
I
had a conversation.
You just went Jimmy Butler there.
Yeah, I didn't even.
What does that mean?
Spell scientist.
Well, you were the one who bragged about your spelling ability.
And I beat you last time.
Yeah, okay. Winnipeg.
No, I didn't want to play anymore after I got that. That said everything. They told me what they thought about me with Winnipeg.
You guys just asked me to impromptu proctor a spelling bee on the air.
But how did Winnipeg?
I know why.
Because we had to keep throwing words at you.
I know why.
I don't know.
Stein's an ass.
Hey. Do you want to do this Beatle now or push it to 118?
We got 8 minutes.
You're the point guard.
Like, I would never. Like, it's your job. You are Captain James T. Kirk. I'm Spock.
Do you take responsibility for anything? Seriously.
Saving you.
You just come in here and it's like, this is like a hobby for you.
I saved the day.
Wait, what's that?
I saved the day. I'm Batman.
See, I miss my man.
Buddy Hield was clutch in game 7 against the Rockets.
What happened the next series?
See,
I can't even dial those games
there
up.
It is again with the negativity that he says he's not.
No,
I'm trying to bring up Buddy Hield's signature moment of the year.
That's my
guy.
That's his worst series.
Oh, as
wasn't
a pro.
What, no, he stunk.
They
stunk. Like, when Curry's
and yet
not
you
out
thought
there,
they were going to win a title. Explain that to me.
What? Curry got hurt.
What?
Joe Montana went down.
I thought you said Joe Montana never lost the Super Bowl. Unlike Curry, he lost two finals.
That's a weird assumption.
No, it's fact.
Oh boy, what do you think the Boston Lucas are doing? Seriously,
do you really want to know?
They're
drinking.
You think so?
They're drinking over lunch.
New vodka.
Hopefully,
is it good, Steiny?
It is good. It's really good.
I'm gonna bring my bottle to Ken's tomorrow.
That's so bad.
Happy birthday!
Well, you just admitted on air you didn't get him a gift.
I'm the gift, don't you get it?
Oh, my God.
Showing up to your party? That Q ratings through the roof. That's what I needed from you at the domino tourney.
Hey, who reported that the Knicks are sniffing around Finchy?
Ian Begley.
All right, let me text him. I'll get to the bottom of it.
Who, Begley
that
or Finch?
That means him and Ant, really. Ant didn't like what he was doing after the game. Finchy. There's no way he would leave.
What if they double his pay?
And he gets to leave Minnesota.
I would say, did they watch the OKC series? Why would you do that?
This is when you're an ass.
Yeah, I'm trying to be.
Okay.
It worked.
No, because, you know, this is vintage you. Just that's all.
No, he's a throwback. Hey, I like
don't
it.
Tell me about him. Don't talk about him. You don't know him.
Our path is with diabolical.
You don't know him.
Evan, our path is with diabolical.
Our transition decision making was diabolical.
Dude. The Pacers' decision making last night was diabolical.
That's what's crazy, and they still won, Ev. OKC took 18 more shots. They turned the ball over 17 times in the first half.
I think it was 19.
Was it 19?
I don't know.
It was something ridiculous. Yeah, it was game.
That's why when Steiny texted me, "Oh, they got action." I'm like, yeah, they're only down by 10.
Now we're getting to the bottom of it.
I told you the private vine talk. But listen, I'm Evan. You'll do this because we're buds, Steiny. Just for once, when you look at the Thunder, forget what happens the rest of this series.
All right.
Forget yesterday happened.
Okay.
Win total, everything. What if I said you could improve them in this area? What would you say? What would you give OKC? Because I'm being real. I thought they had everything. Everybody needs something. But if I asked you right now, just... what do you think they need if you could, like a good seat? What do you think they need that you thought they had?
I'm not going to change my opinion of them after one game.
Right, I didn't ask that. What would you give them if you could?
The Thunder? Honestly?
Yeah.
I'd give them a veteran coach. How about that?
Not what I was looking for. I ain't mad at you, Evan.
Well,
they lost by a point.
No, I'm just...
right, but Goo's ready to write them off.
No, even the Denver series.
No, honestly,
I feel like they're too SG. It's not his fault. Like, he needs a little help, Evan.
Well, he shot the ball 30 times. But honestly, the only thing that they needed last night was for Haliburton to take their last shot and for SGA to take the Pacers' last shot.
And he got a good look, too.
There was something that did hit me last night as I'm watching.
I was asking.
And it was... you know who's... I like him, but
I don't know
if I trust him as a shooter. Caruso.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, what?
I would... if he beat us, I'd be like tipping
the
cap.
Well, then why didn't you say him?
Because he
didn't cross your mind until I brought his name up.
No.
How often do you do that?
I have a ranking system, and his was a couple tiers down.
Okay.
But I look at Caruso like, I'm not mad. He plays ball, D, Stoney, but I'm like, is he a compliment to SG? Like, they need another dude to put it. 30 shots ain't going to get it every night. He's going Allen Iverson, and it's by almost default. SGA, I'm just telling you. And he had that one, Stoney. Williams is sometimey. I love when he's
an all-star.
On.
Huh? Holmgren's the guy. How did he play last night?
I didn't.
Yeah, exactly. It. Didn't really notice him.
Mm.
Yeah. Rick Carlisle versus Daniel, who...
Carlisle's
a big boy. Oh, okay. Did you see our guy? Mark Spears?
Wait. Oh,
in the post game?
Yeah, I did. Oh, I love you for bringing that up.
It was a poor man's Whitlock.
Yeah, he did get it.
Remember when Whitlock said to Carlisle, Rick, I mean,
I told you, I don't listen to that man.
And you know what?
No, this is our show,
when you bring him up the show... like,
who?
He, Whitlock ain't it right now.
No, this was from 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Remember the Carlisle?
Oh, thank God.
Carlisle was in the finals.
Okay.
And Whitlock was like laying down and said, Rick, come on, man. You just coached the hell out of it. I mean, are you just getting sick? And Carlisle goes, who is this guy? And it was Whitlock.
No way.
Who's this guy?
And last night, Spears asked him a question and said something like, he used Cool Hand Luke, and he said, man, you just sit there and like
smoke a cigarette.
Do you ever think, like, just what a great comeback? And Carlisle's just the same thing, goes like,
this is the league. This happens a million times.
Like
he did.
Well, because they're 7-1 in clutch games.
Stoney, I did kind of like the question. He was kind of like, Do you just hit the basketball cigarette after that masterpiece you coached? And he goes, Mark, I've been around. I've seen a million of these, Evan. High life's pretty cool.
There was only one Hall of Famer in that conversation, though. Mark Spears.
Yeah, big boy.
Although Carlisle gets this one. Is Carlisle in the Hall of Fame if they don't win this title?
Yeah, he is.
Why?
Look at his...
One title?
Look at his
wins. That's good enough. One title's good enough.
And how long has he been doing it?
That's the other thing. I mean, so you're in for... you love rewarding longevity.
Oh, dang.
Mediocre longevity.
So now
we
got
to go to break.
Come
on now. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number on the other side. We're going to play some... I'm going to let Evan set it up on the other side because he's kind of a real host. That segment brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
I don't even know what to say.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Former producer, Board Op Brian. Remember I told you?
Brian. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He has twins.
Yeah, like Abby.
Sure.
And he's tall.
Mm-hmm.
He said OKC needs KD.
Why would you even bring that to the air?
No, I kind of got excited. Don't get swept. Don't lose the six.
Oh, my God.
We all need help.
Darren. You're insufferable at times.
So are you.
I know that.
Where's Marcy?
She was awesome.
People, they liked it.
Some people liked
it. I was going to pull out the little thing, and I can't remember what it
Yikes.
Is.
Yikes.
All right. I'm going to throw it to Evan here because he's going to set this up. I haven't heard it yet. I think you have.
Oh, man.
And we may take a cue from this. But go ahead, Evan. Set it up, my man.
So recently there's been some sports media changes specific to Mad Dog Sports Radio. And Stephen A. Smith is going back to radio. And there was a decision made by Chris Russo, who runs the whole network, to make this change, essentially.
Wow.
So Stephen A. is going to a time slot in the middays, and he's replacing Michelle Beadle and Cody Decker, who are currently in the time slot. Apparently, they found out about this change before they went on the air. I don't know how, I don't know why, but here was what they said. This was 2 days ago on the last Beadle and Decker show.
Man, all I ask is to be treated with respect. Well, how many times do I say I give what I get, I get what I give? And so here we are. We're going to do our shows because we're contractually obligated to be here. We're going to talk about Tibbs because, yeah, they fired him yesterday in the middle of this year's show, which we both reacted to very organically and genuinely because as much as people had sort of been talking about it, it still felt very, very absurd after a 51 win season and just being eliminated from the Eastern Conference Finals. And I've heard so many theories. I've heard so many buts and it's time. And I will never agree with anybody saying that. I think that is absolutely absurd, stupid, short-sighted, and asinine. But then again, what isn't? So, yeah, 888-MAD-DOG-6 is how you can reach us today.
And
it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun few hours here.
All
right.
So that was the first piece of it.
Okay, gotcha. I was like, there's some Heat Rocks coming.
All right.
Well, and then we found out later that they were not supposed to know that they were let go because these things in radio and television just kind of happen overnight and then the show's suddenly gone.
Man.
But they let everyone know that they were leaving. And here is what Chris Russo said about the mistake in allowing Beadle and Decker to go on the air after finding out that they were going to be replaced by Stephen A. Smith.
It's going to be unpleasant no matter how you do it. It's not it's bad for us. It's bad for the fans and it's terrible for the two people that you're replacing. The best bet in the future is just be upfront with them. Guys, we're making a change. It's going to happen in the foreseeable future. We would prefer that you not go on and knock us. I will tell you who the person is if you want to know that badly before we make the change. Okay. They didn't tell Michelle and Cody who that person was. I guess that was why that would be a big factor. I have no idea. Did it make a big difference? How about if it was Bob Costas? Does it make a difference? Who cares who the person is they're going to replace you with? Doesn't make any difference. And Bob Costas, it could have been Larry King from the grave. Who cares? But the bottom line is, in that situation in the future, you're better off if you're the company of just washing your hands of the previous show, paying them what they deserve, finishing out their contracts, and letting them go. That's it.
All right. Well, here's what I'll start with on that.
Okay, real quick.
Oh.
She also went in on Stephen A., says he forgets names, and start talking about, you know, when he messes up, and she said he wasn't a fan. So they didn't just, they got down and dirty with it, talking about the guy that was replacing them.
There's a rule of thumb in radio, and we can confirm this with Dan Dibley, who's spent three decades in radio, but it is you never let someone do a show if they've been fired.
Wow.
Like nobody gets to do a last show. This is the way it works. You do a show, you come out of the studio, and you get blindsided. And they tell you, yeah, don't come into work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So very few people, I believe, in the radio business get to call their own shot and say, hey, this is our last show, so we're going to da-da-da-da-da-da. They just get you out of there.
Could you?
Kind of like what Denver did to Mike Malone. When it's time, it's time. Wow. You can't coach anymore.
Three games left. Mm-hmm. No matter.
If, yeah.
That's, if you and, put yourself in their shoes, if that happened to you and I, and we knew, and we weren't supposed to know, and it's kind of a hard question, Stoney, but I could see myself going, ham. Like, that can't happen.
I think I would try to kind of make fun of it without sounding angry. But I try to be really self-effacing, like, I'm surprised I lasted this long.
So you'd be respectful. Because yeah, at that point, probably. If you felt like you got done wrong and they already did it and you're the last to find out, I'm being real, Stan. I can see myself like these clowns.
All right.
Something like that.
Somebody bringing up that our 95-7 the game analyst for Warrior Games, Tom Tolbert, did a last show. Of course, he's working at 95.7 now. I'm not saying it never happens, but as a rule of thumb, they don't.
I forgot that one. He definitely did
usually
do that.
Do it that way.
I'm assuming, though, he didn't know who would be replacing him.
Probably right.
Nor did that really matter to him. But it clearly mattered to Michelle that she was being replaced by Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah.
Would it matter, UE? I know I'm putting you into heart.
Well, if I didn't have a good relationship with the person and didn't really respect them and what they did, then yeah, I would probably feel some type of way about that.
Yeah. Booker Barnett on the YouTube chat nailed it. Steiny would be passive aggressive. No doubt about it.
Well, have you been let go in the radio business?
Yes.
But they did it when?
Right after a show.
I don't like that either.
OC and Steiny, real quick. Come on in. Come on into my office.
Formed. I don't like that. How about you tell us before we go in?
Well, they wouldn't let us do the show then.
Well, that's also why, when you go in the boss's office, you are who you are. Going into the boss's office isn't a good thing.
Man.
It's usually for a bad reason.
Yeah, and I did not see it coming at all.
You're being honest.
I was clueless. We'd only been together for 11 months, and they pulled the plug. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. It actually didn't matter who they replaced us with. Haberman and Middlecoff.
Oh, yeah. They're the guys.
Yeah, that was no factor. I still like both those guys.
So, if you can remember, Stoddy.
Yeah, I can remember like it was yesterday.
At what point in how he started his, you're out of here, did you realize, oh, this ain't what I thought?
I think he said the word, make some changes.
Oh,
and I was like, uh-oh. But you know what? I'm a firm believer in never burn a bridge.
No.
Do you subscribe to that too?
No doubt.
Yeah.
But I still have. Yeah. I subscribe to it.
I don't think I've ever burned a bridge.
Well, I love that.
Yeah. And you know what? They ended up bringing me back.
And look at you now.
Part time with no benefits. But hey.
Well, what were you doing then when you came? Just Warriors?
I was doing, I was very bitter. Couldn't get a job. Thought it was over. And then I realized that they actually did need me, and they hired me back. Huh? And they realized their mistake, too. But,
what good?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Does it do, though? Seriously, to trash people on the way out the door, whether they deserve it or not. Like, where does it make you feel that much better?
What if I did this to you, Evan, and went Dr. Phil? And I know you're single, but yeah. What if we applied this to relationships? Like, I've never been one of those guys in my single days. I never could take the high road and be like, you know what, Evan? It was great. Good luck to you. I always made something. It had to be the hell out of here or I'd find something. I'm not good at, I guess, being an adult. And, hey, you know, we had a good time. You see it in movies all the time. But I'd make something up in my head. You cheater.
Well, they did. Well, I'm sure.
Yeah, first of all, define single. Second of all, seriously, you can't just walk up to someone and say, I'm just not feeling it.
Evan, I didn't have that mechanism, man.
Go with the old, it's not you, it's me.
Well, yeah, like the Seinfeld episode where they...
Exactly.
Some people don't understand that one. Oh, man.
From the 510, Steiny, you're lucky you and OC got 11 months. That show was a snoozer.
I used to... Honestly, it was not... I worked at DeVry. I listened to that show every day, Evan. I guess I liked you before we worked together.
And now look at you.
Hate him as much as I ever had. Now I love you. People know I love you.
Yeah, we were.
Do you talk to him at all?
Once in a while. Great guy.
Does he say you're still going, huh?
Yeah, he's working in, Salt Lake City.
No, I'm saying we've been going almost 8 years.
Yeah, we're due.
I do think
we're so due.
Is there really a good way to do it, though? Like Russo was talking about, it sounded like. Maybe there's a little bit of a detail you could withhold, but at the same time, you're gone. You're gone.
Oh man! Yeah, you got to. I don't find out.
You've got to just do it clean, and
like just tell Beetle, hey, you're not coming into work tomorrow.
Exactly. I mean, it's tough, but you know who'll be able to give us great insight and a historical perspective on this is Dan Dibley.
Dibs.
I guarantee you, he could run down. All the Bay Area now, radio people bitter. Who've been fired, but who got to do a last show.
This is a compliment.
I wouldn't want to do a last
Dibs
show.
Dibs would do what we just heard them do, Evan. He would light a torch to it.
Oh, I know who had a last show. A little bit of a misnomer, but Come on. We know somebody who did a last show.
Oh, Be Hill.
Yeah,
but Bonte. That was different. He wasn't let go. He let go.
Are you sure?
He was doing other things.
He's also on every Friday at 9 a.m.
Yeah. But, Evan, did you hear me? Dan Dibley, and I'm going to tell Dibs, it's a compliment. He would have did, had he had the opportunity, I believe, what Michelle and the guy were doing. Like, these mother.
Yeah, he seems like a scorched earth kind of guy.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to tell him. Dibs with man.
What's bugging you? Coming no up doubt. At 2.
Oh, gosh. And if you want to truly get out of the business, because the only reason you wouldn't go scorched earth.
Tell me how to do it.
The only reason you wouldn't go scorched earth is to burn bridges. But if you knew this was it,
I'm out.
I could see myself letting it go.
Well, yeah. I mean, if
and
I'm
shame
retiring.
Shame on them for even putting me in a position with a hot mic after you broke my heart.
But you never know if it's your last show, though. Someone could really like you somewhere else and offer you a new gig, right?
Yeah, true. But that's not what happened to these two.
No, 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 but I'm saying...
If, oh, yeah, I got you. No
know,
doubt.
But
no.
If they hear that you,
yeah,
you take
you.
A flamethrower to the building on, a way out, on the way
yeah.
out...
Yeah, and Bonte wasn't forced out. That's different.
You know...
He went on to greener pastures.
Somebody else who... I don't care. There's somebody else who had a last show here.
Who?
It might have been before you were here, Evan.
I'll tell you as soon as I hear it.
He's not affiliated so much with this station, but he had a last show, and it was here. Ray Woodson.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, that's my guy.
Ray Woodson.
Before my time.
Yeah.
He was...
we were in the other building.
He was working here. Goo, you were still here.
He had a last show for real. He did. Tell that, but Phil Evan in?
We just basically said sayonara in the middle of a show. Night-night.
No way.
Something like that. And then he...
That was gangster.
Mic drop?
Yeah.
First of all, I really like Ray.
He's
a really
the man.
Good guy, and I worked with him, and he's
I follow
he's
him on... We're Facebook friends.
But he... what happened?
Yeah, you kind of got it.
He came, and then he... Oh, he retired, actually.
Right.
It wasn't just the last show. It was actually his full-on retirement.
Like in the middle of a segment?
He was like, I'm out. Yeah, something like that. It might have been... It might, you know, it might have been a natural break.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's got to be so empowering, Steiny. We're doing it on my dime.
I'm basically doing it, but I've done it for about a 2-year period. Thinking every show's good. Shut up, Gil.
Phil, my mic text me. Let's see.
Do you have to? Let me ask you.
Of course,
you.
I know it's a Latino district.
That was great.
Are you going to read it, or are you going to just
he
do
said,
what you
oh,
do?
This was pre-Mike. Film on Mike. What was Steiny? What was the Steiny show? Who was his partner?
Sean O'Connell,
yeah.
OC.
A UFC fighter. He used to come in, Evan, with his face looking, with his eye looking like it could reach you from the control room when he got, oh, my God.
Yeah, Dibley and I went to Utah to see him fight.
Now, you never told me that. Did he win that one?
Okay, he did. He did win it,
right. But
there was some murmuring about a very friendly hometown scoring. Because he was fighting in his hometown against a dude from, like, Atlanta.
But there was no drama. He won it, and that was it.
It was close.
Walked out pulverized, but he won.
Where are we at?
It was really close.
Man.
Now, I told you this about OC. He ended up winning $1 million.
That's what you did tell me. Wow.
Because he had, like, there was some kind of, what the heck was it called when the UFC would have a tournament and the winner would get, like, $1 million?
A million?
I think he got $1 million.
And he's still doing radio.
Yeah, I think so. He got married. He's a really good guy.
No, he was.
He was an author. Do you know that?
Yeah, him and Zachariah.
In fact.
Are friends.
Okay. In fact, I remember. Talking to Dibley. With OC, and you're getting to know each other, and I said, Dibs, dude, OC's written a book. How about that? And Dibley goes, it was an e-book.
Only Dibs. You got to bring that. Boy, my dude, that's the real Tupac of this business, man.
No, it's like some people, because you can sell books. Like, there's people that have gotten rich selling books on Amazon. You don't actually have to have a publisher.
What are you talking about?
You can just sell ebooks.
Like records out the back of your trunk.
Yeah, exactly. But online, there are people that have become millionaires from selling these like fantasy series that they basically just write in their basement.
Yeah, most books are written in the basement.
So you don't need it. You can do what you're doing. You got a following.
Yeah, but I have no energy. The discipline. I have no discipline.
Well, that's part of it.
I know it.
What a waste.
Nobody wants to read a story about Latrell Sprewell. Those days are gone.
Are you kidding me? My ears just perked up. Film on Mike said that show was trash. But he's playing. Yeah. How about you?
It wasn't a great show.
It was.
We had a lot of room to grow.
But you were you. You're like my version of Larry David. I swear, man. I listened every day. It was 2 hours, right? Yeah, 2 hours.
Yep.
Maybe that's why I liked it.
Who's the guy? You know what, though, Goo? I wasn't myself on that show.
I wasn't my...
Like... Oh, God.
Steiny, you were Steiny to me.
Who's the guy? Was it former offensive lineman?
Joe Staley.
No, Lelea. I think he went to Utah. He was really good. Tuli. Oh, boy.
Tuli Tuipulotu?
No. No, it was a shorter name than that. He was an offensive... He was either a nose guard or an offensive lineman.
Tuli Sopo played baseball, I think.
It was... God, what was his name?
Mikey Apati?
No. Talele. He had a great name.
Like, sure.
Help me.
We don't know who you're talking about.
He was a great pro. I want to say he
Which late team two, did he play for?
Late two to a late. Oh, God. Somebody help me. Come on. I know. Somebody's going to know this.
Lotulele?
Yes, Lotulele. That's who it was.
Yeah, Veggie Dole. Evan got it.
Thank you. Hey, Ernie.
Yeah, stick to baseball, Steinmetz.
Basketball.
Star Lotulele.
That's right. Star Lotulele.
All right, now that we got that out of the way.
You've heard of him. He's a great player, right?
Of course.
You're an ass.
No, I want to hear the story. We got the name.
The point is I'm trying to break down Star Lotulele's game. Like, I like him in the three-point stance.
Oh, okay, got you.
Everyone's like, shut up.
No, you are, though. You're your worst critic. You are.
He's got to come in.
OC went to Utah, and he was actually a teammate of Alex Smith's the Utah football team.
All right.
And, that's when Alex Smith was a quarterback.
Man, Austin and San Jose, Stoney, was some real, what I call some realism. Radnich never took himself too seriously when it came to sports. You like to make fun of these media guys who think they are great because they have a credential. But we're not like that.
If you could rip anybody in the Bay Area media, who would you rip?
Easy.
Like, who don't you like?
Chesky did a song to this years ago.
Who don't you like? Fitz?
That's my guy.
Townie?
Stop!
That's my guy. We still check in. Stoney, I like
Kalana.
Everybody. I like him. I don't have enemies, Stoney.
How about...
Who don't I like?
Yeah!
The only one now... No, that's my guy. I broke bread with him. His wife, my wife... the only person right now is Aaron Rodgers in my life that just...
Yeah.
And I would tell you, Grant Cohn. We're cool. Remember
you don't like him?
Us three kicked it in Vegas.
Who?
You, Grant, and myself.
What are you talking about?
In Vegas.
He was in line with us for a minute. We were at the security line for 1 minute.
Did we talk?
I didn't recognize him. First of all, he's taller than you think.
No doubt.
But he puts his credential down.
We
said Grant Cohn, and I said, Grant Cohn, I know your dad.
It was longer than that, but okay. But, yeah, Ray Ratto, that's my guy. I'll text him.
When's the last time you texted Ray Ratto?
Who dislikes Ray?
Everybody. People hate Ray more than they hate me.
There's one person here that dislikes him, but other than that.
I love
everybody.
Yeah.
Ray's real.
Okay, we got do you know what's bugging you?
That's coming up.
No, it's not, E.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's not.
What is it?
It could be somebody.
His least favorite media member in the Bay Area.
That's right. Oh, that's right. All right. On the other side, we have got the crossover.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.